Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Vav. We are on Hey Amud Beis by Gufa. Gufa, we're just, again, discussing the Tumah Derabanan that Chazal made because of the Chashash of Nida, Bizman Taros, Bizman Bnei Yisrael Osekas Bataros. That is the reason for the Din Derabanan, and we'll see, a lot of it, Lamaisa, also relates to Issur Labayla, but there are some details, as we already saw yesterday, in the last daf, relating to the type of bedika that, according to the Ravid says that the churn who's stuck in bedika is only needed for one that is oseik pataris, while we paskin like the Rashba and other Rishonim that even labayla will need that level, that thoroughness of a bedika. But either way, along the way, we spoke about the shita of Zeiri. Zeiri on Hayim HaBeis said that not only are we matami the woman retroactively, but we even treat her, give her full status, even a couch that she might have sat on. And we know Mishkav Azav on a Daraisa level, if a Zav or a Zav or a Nida sit on a couch, that couch becomes an Avatumah. So Zeiri says, so too, when it comes to this Tumah Derabanan, that we go backwards, and that's how we understood his words when he said, Me'eis Le'esha B'Nida, the 24-hour period that goes back by a Nida, Osa Mishkav Amoshav L'tame Adam L'tame Begadim, makes Mishkav Amoshav in order to be Metame Adam V'Begadim, to make it into an Avatumah on a Derabanan level. So we're going to talk about that a little bit on the first half of today's daf. So here we go. Says the Gemara Gufa, about 10 lines off of the bottom on Hey Amabes. Omar Zeiri, Me'ez Le'esha Benida, Ose Mishkav Umoshav, Latame Adam, Latame Begadim. Right, Zeiri says that. And again, I think we alluded to, not in the last year, but beforehand, the Lumdus of Tumas Mishkav, right? One of the only examples where Tumah doesn't go down. Tumah generally always goes down. An Aviavos to an Av to a Rishon to a Sheni. When there's a transfer of Tumah, there's a dilution. But there are two or three exceptions to the rule. One of them, which is not our topic now, is Cherev Harihu Kachalal. If there is a metal, at least metal, some other Rishonim, Machlokas Rishonim, whether it applies to non-metal as well. But metal that touches a dead body might be considered the dead body itself, based on Psukim and Parshas Chukas. Cheref Harayuka Chalal. That's one example where it doesn't go down. But this is another example. Tumas Mishkav. Tumas Mishkav usually doesn't go down. So how is that possible that it doesn't go down? So Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea that usually by Tumah there is a Mitameh and a Nitmah. There is a source of the Tumah and a transference of the Tumah. And whenever you have that, then the Tumah goes down. It's diluted. Mitameh and Nitmah. But when it comes to certain contexts, very few, but this is one of them, when it comes to Mishkav, there's no Mitameh. The Zav is not Mitameh the couch. If a Zav touches something, he's Mitameh the person or the item. But if a Zav sits on something, so then he is Magdir it. That is now considered a Mishkav Hazav. Right? That is not a Mitameh and a Nitmah. It's called Mishkav Hazav. Who makes a Mishkav Hazav Tameh? Hashem. Just like who makes a Sheretz Tameh? Hashem. Who makes a Mishkav Azav Tameh? Hashem. So it's not that the Zav is being Metameh yet. That's how it could not go down in Tumah. Because it's not a Metameh and a Nitmah. It just becomes a reality. And that reality now is Metameh on the level of Av. That's how one of the ways that you can understand there's a Rashi in Maseches Baba Kama. Rashi in Baba Kama in Perek Maruba. The Gemara says there that excluded from Mishkav Azav is a Mishkav HaGazol. Mishkavo v'lo ha-guzzle. Mishkavo v'lo ha-guzzle. And Rashi seems to take the Pshuto Shel Mikra there, that if you steal a couch, and then a Zav, if you have a Ganov who's a Zav, and he sits on the couch, it's not Metameh. It's not Metameh. And Tosfos there argues, he says, V'hu Tema. Right, and then asks for Kashas from Mishnayis, but he says, isn't Mishkav Azav a reality? Right, it's like if I pour milk into your chicken soup, you're gonna say it's ain't ademos davreshin shalom. No, it's aser mishum. It's a reality. If basa b'chalav. So if a zav sits on a couch, how could you exclude one that's stolen? Isn't it? It's a reality. A zav sat on this couch. So what's the pshat of Rashi? So maybe again, it's still a chiddush. But if you say that mishkav azav is not mitame and nitzma, but it's a hahalachic definition, it to be magdir, so then maybe when it comes to guzzle, you can't be magdir it. The Torah limits it. Again, it's still a chiddush, but again, it works out if that's the pshat of Rashi, which seems to be the pasha pshat, and Tosfos argues, so then if you have this approach of Mishkav Azav, it helps out a little bit. Again, there are other ayahs, but that's just one of the ideas that he brought in, that Rashi in Perek Merubah in Bava Kama, Mishkavo v'lo ha-guzzle. Okay, so Gufa, again, let's start again. Gufa, Amar Ze'iri. Meis Leisha Benida, Ozemishka B'moshe V'tam Yadam V'tam V'gadim. So Ze'iri says this Tumah D'Rabbanan that goes backwards also is Matame Mishkav. Eidi, is this really true? V'chiyasa, Abimi Be'chozoi, Asav Aisim Astisa B'yadei. When Avimi came from Be'chozoi, he brought the following brisa, which seems to say differently than Ze'iri. Meis Leisha Benida, Mishkava U'moshava Kimaga'a. The 24-hour tumah backwards. Meis leisha benida, the mishkav and the moshav of benida. I keep saying zav, but also zav zava benida. You'll let right the others, the other matami mishkav and moshav. So in this 24-hour period, the, her mishkav and the moshav is like kimaga. What does that mean? We think it means it's like what she touches. So my love, doesn't this mean the following? Ma maga lo matami adam. Just like if benida or touches something, that item does not become an avatuma with enough power to be metame a person. No, it goes down. Anita's an av, it touches something, it becomes a rishon. So what does this brisa mean? Doesn't it mean that we compare mishkav and moshav to maga? Just like if Anita touches something, so then that doesn't have the power to be metame adam, af mishkav alo metame adam. So too, mishkav of Anita is not metame adam in this 24-hour period. So isn't this the feirish against Ze'iri? Ze'iri says, the tumah 24-hour back derabbanan of Nida even creates the mishkav and the moshav azav. It's an exact parallel to the din d'araisa. But this braisa seems to say differently. This braisa seems to say you compare the mishkav and the moshav to the maga. And the havamina is that we think this means just like when a nida touches something, she makes it into a rishon. So too, when she sits on something, she makes it into a rishon. So isn't that against the iri? So amar Rava. So Rava first asks a kasha on the logic, and then he'll explain the braisa differently. Amar Rava v'tizbra, Rava defending Ze'iri. So is it logical to say that the couch of Azov does not become Tame 24 hours back? V'tizbra kavachomeru, of course it should become Tame. Of course Ze'iri's right. Why? Uma klicheres. Hamukav samit pasil. We know a klicheres that is totally tightly sealed. Hanitzol ba'olameis, that is in a house with a dead body. Right, the exception to the rule based on psukim. The psukim say that if you have something that's tightly sealed, there's an entire perek in Maseches Ahalos about the details of mukaf samit pasil. So if a klicheres, which is mukaf samit pasil, is saved in an oal ames, eino nitzal b'meis leisha benida, but if a nida moves it, as we'll see, it's not saved. So this mukaf samit pasil, which is so strong, it's saved from all ames, and yet it becomes tame within the 24 hours back. So mishkavos u'moshavos she'ena nitzolim bo'ol ames. So couches that are not protected in an o'ol ames, you see, they're weaker, they're more susceptible. And you know, didn't she'ena nitzolim bo'ol ames? Surely she should not be saved. So first, Rava says logically, you should say based on the kal v'chomer that mishkav and moshav applies in the 24 hours back l'mafreya. So Gemara says, okay, but v'ha'avimi b'yachozai masisa kamar. What do you do with the brisa, though? Did the brisa compare the mishkav and the moshav to the maga? So isn't that against the iri? So the Gemara says, no, you can interpret that brisa differently. Eima mishkava u'moshava kimaga atzma. It's not talking about what Anita touches. It's talking about something that touches Anita. The opposite. And this is the comparison. Ma maga atma, just like someone who touches Anita. Mitame adam latame begadim, right? Is mitame adam latame begadim? Rashi on top. Klomar adam anogea b'mishkava b'toch me'es la'es kilu nogea b'bsar nida atzma shehu u'begadim shalav temeim. That he becomes just like he. If you touch a nida, is an avatuma. So just like if a person touches a nida, he becomes tame and his begadim become tame on him. So too af mishkava, and that applies even within the last 24 hours. That's what we're talking about, the tumah derabanan. So af mishkava moshava. The Bryce is telling me that so too if somebody touches the mishkav and the moshav of the za of the nida within the past 24 hours, the tame adam latame begadim. Exactly the opposite. Now, it's not against Ze'iri. It can be read with Ze'iri and proving Ze'iri. Again, within the Drabanan, we defended Ze'iri that not only is she Tameh, our Taurus that she touched Tameh, but also the Mishkav and the Moshav that she sat on with the last 24 hours are also Tameh. Good. Tanya Kavasi Derava, and we'll prove this. We'll prove that this is true, that in the last 24 hours, the Mishkav and the Moshav Armatame. Darachaner just has the Ha'ara. Why do we say Tanikawa said the Rava? He was the one that defended Ze'iri. Why don't we say Tani Kavasi de Zeiri, right? He was the source of it. So the Aruch HaNer says, because we're also going to prove the source, the basis of the Kal V'Chomer, relating to Kli Cheres and the Mukav Samet Pasil, and that's what Rava said, right? And that's why we want to say Tani Kavasi de Rava, who explained and defended Zeiri. So Tani Kavasi de Rava. Haroe Rashi and the Bach, after him, flipped the Girsa, the Seifa and the Reisha of this Braisa. We'll just read it as we have it, but it just flipped the Braisa. Do we first talk about Dam and then Kesem, or the opposite? So we'll just do it as we have it. Haroa Dam. If a woman has a Re'ia, Mitama Me'ez La'ez, so she goes backwards to Madurabanan. We assume that she was Tame already. She had the Re'ia 24 hours ago. So she's Mitama Me'ez La'ez, Umahi Mitama, and in that time, what is she Mitame? Mishkavos and Moshavos. That's already the Raya. That's the Raya, that for Zeiri and Rava, because that's what we're trying to prove. But once we have the Raya, so we quote the whole thing. Och lunu mashkin, any food or drink that she touched in the last 24 hours. Ukli cheres amukav samet pasil. The kli cheres, that's mukav samet pasil, that is also tame in the past 24 hours. We didn't explain it before, but let's just focus on it now for a moment. A kli cheres we know is only matame mi tocho. Only if I touch the kli cheres inside. So how could a nida or a zava be metame kli cheres and mukav samet pasil in the last 24 hours? So Rashi says, what is considered Rashi kli cheres and mukav samet pasil? Klomar afilu hu mukav samet pasil shei afshar liga betocho metamo so beheset, by moving it, touching it on the outside is not going to be good enough. But a kli cheres is also nitma from heset. Shazava nida metame kli cheres beheset ma shein ke mishar tamein. Unlike other Tamein, the Chziv, as the Pasuk says, it's learned that from a Limud, from a Drasha. Klicheres asher yiga bo azav yishaver. The Pasuk says, if a Zav touches a Klicheres, it has to be broken. The problem is, what do you mean touches? A Klicheres is not Tamei Mishum touching. Yocho yitma azav Klicheres me'achorav b'maga. If a Zav just touches the Kli, it's gonna have to break it? No, we know it's only me'aviro. So how does it work here? So that's what the Gemara in Chulin tells us. Ezeo maga'o shehu kikulo, havi omer zeheseto. If I move an item that has the status as if I'm touching it all over, even inside, and that's why it's going to become tameh, even if it's mukaf, tzamid, pasil. So again, continuing the Braisa. So if a woman has the Re'ia, then you go back 24 hours, and Yimitami, Mishkav and Moshav, and Ochlenu Mashkin, and even the Klicheres, which, by the way, as we mentioned, is the basis for the Kal V'Chomer of Rava. That's why he just brought this Braisa. Ve'eina mukul kelis l'minyana. What does this mean? This is a new factor. Even though we go back 24 hours, we don't mess up this woman. If you remember, we had a Mishnah back, I think, in Maseches Arachin, that spoke about a woman doesn't know if she's a Nida or a Zava, and she has to use a big Rashi there, and Mefarshim, figure out exactly how many days that she has to wait, how many Nakiyim, to get back to her, the start of her Nidus. So this Din D'Rabbanan does not affect that. Right? Even though we're Choshesh, that she was telling me beforehand, we don't have to be Choshesh, and now we don't know what day it is. Ve'ena Mukul Kelis L'Minyana, we don't say that it is goes back. Why? Why don't we say that says the Sidre Tara, one of the Mefarshim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, Kufsa the Aleph, because Bitul Pirav Rivya. Right, it's already enough that we're being Metameh, but we don't want her to have to count extra days of Nikiyim because of the Chshash of Bitul Pirav Rivya. Right, we know there are certain mitzvos that we, even though we have Chshashos and Gzeros, Chazal limited because of the tzarech of the importance of certain mitzvos. But we don't generally find, the mishum bittul tefillin. We don't find that yontif sheni, Chazal were worried that if we have another yontif sheni in chutz la'aretz, they're not going to wear tefillin for another day. So, chash, we don't find that. How, as great as tefillin is, as great as tzitzis is, but we have certain mitzvos that are defining. And one of them is peruvu. And we do whatever we can, as we mentioned in the Hagdama to the Masechta, Kedei Latar Isha Labayla, we do whatever we can to prevent any bittul. Remember, that's why the children of Eli were taken to task. Right, it was Ki'ilu, the Gemara has a line of Ki'ilu, they lay with the women who used to bring the Karbanos. Why? The Gemara says, because they delayed the heter of the Karbanos that were brought, we consider it Ki'ilu, they did something terrible. Why? because even bittul period of a rivia, bittul a husband and wife being together, even for one day, is looked at as terrible, and that's why Chazal Darshan, based on those sukkim, that's what the children of Eli were taken to task because of that, even just the delay that they caused by not acting properly with the karbanos. Again, the Sefer HaChinuch already mentions this in Mitzvah Aleph, you know, the first mitzvah in the Torah, according to the Chinuch, according to everyone, it's the first mitzvah in the Torah. But the counting in Mitzvah Aleph, the Chinuch counts Mitzvah Puravu, and he says there, again, because this is a defining mitzvah, Misharje Mitzvah Zush Kedesha Yiyah Ha'olam Miyushav, to populate the world. Shashem Baruch Hu Chafetz B'Yushuvo, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Lo Tohu Barah L'Shevet Yitzara, V'hi Mitzvah Gedola, Shebesibasa Miskaimas Kala Mitzvahs Ba'olam. Because of this mitzvah, you could do all the mitzvahs. Every child, a person, a parents bring into the world, is able to do a mitzvah, and therefore able to do a life of mitzvot. So something like the mitzvah puravu. Right? Remember that Mishnah Maseches Gittin and Daf Mem Aleph that we say that a chati ev, a chati ben chorin cannot stay in that state. Why? There are many things that he can't do, but the one that the Mishnah picks up on is he can't get married, and he can't fulfill, have children, and he can't fulfill puravu l'sheves. We're not getting into the differences right now, but that's the crucial nature of this mitzvah, and that's why the Brisa here says that we don't mess up her minyan, even though we say she's tummy 24 hours back, and she's mitame things, but the mitzvah puravu takes precedence, and we don't, we're not makalkel her for the numbers and the calculation that she has to do. Continuing, now we have a machlokas. Veinu matam, but what about if she had been with her husband during the past 24 hours? Veinu matam es bo'el olam afreya. She's not. We paskin like the Tanakama. There's no tumas bo'el. Bo'el nida is himself a avatuma, as is mentioned in the Mishnah in Kalim at the beginning in Perek Aleph. But here, this tuma derabanan, there is a limit. We don't, or we're not matami is the bo'el olam afreya. Rabbi Kiva omer matam es bo'el. Rabbi Kiva says we are. Maybe Rabbi Kiva says you have to be consistent. If you're being matami mishka vazav, if you're being matami all these other things, you know, you have to be consistent and go all the way. Okay, matami is bo'al. Ve'ena mo'alena mishasha rasa. But the minyan that she starts, right, Rashi says, and the other mafarshim, this is similar to ena mukukelis l'minyana, it's like a repeat, but ve'ena mo'alena mishasha rasa. She only counts from the day that she saw. Actually saw, even though we're choshesh earlier. Tosfos wonders what exactly is the chiddush. Tosis wonders on top. Tema. Pshita. Kiva de mukukelis l'minyana mishas kibus. Ve'eni odas masai rasa imkin lo tuch alis b'ashim v'nekim v'litpol el miyom mitzias ha-kesem. Right? We could only go from now. Ratos is talking about the kesem line, but ve'eni mol miyom sharasa, that's, you know, of course, when are you going to count from? You're going to count from 24 hours ago? That's a suffix. Stosa says, v'yesh lomar important hara. De mairi sharasa yom echad obeis yamim achar mitzias ha-kesem. Maybe, again, Tosfos is commenting on the other half, but we'll just mention it now. What if a woman has her kesem, and then she has her iyah 2 days later? Which is very common, you know, bizman hazeh. When a woman starts getting her period, first she starts staining, and then she has days. May risha riyas. Sherozi yomo echad o yubeidim el achem mitzias kesem. The kamash malan de inamona miyom mitzias kesem. You don't start counting from, even though we're choshesh, even backwards, even the mafreya. But in terms of counting the days of nida and riyah, we only count from the mitzias hakesem. Ela miyom sherasa de emer la migufa as ela mealma. Maybe the kesem was from earlier, meaning the day that she starts counting her zava and nida is from the day of the riyah, not from the kesem. Even though from the kesem were machmir to be choshesh that things became tame. And this even has ramifications of halacha lemaisa. Again, this is Tosfos talking about taharas. But halacha lemaisa, we know that if a woman has starts getting her period and stains for a couple of days and then has a re'iyah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, ein b'ksamim mishum vestos. The Shulchan Aruch says those four words, meaning the vest, the cycle that what the woman has to be choshish for the following month is not when she found the kesem. Because that's not a re'iyah, that's where machmir, or the world of ksamim. But the vest starts by the day of the re'iyah. Sometimes a little tricky. When did the summim start, stop and the re'iyah start? But again, that's a detail. But emik summim mishum vestos. The 5 days of counting, as we'll learn later on in the Masechta, the 5 days that we know midrabanan, and we have to wait before a woman starts counting a shiva nikiyam, that can be counted from the day that the kesem is found. Because the day the kesem is found, then a husband and wife are already poresh, common sense prisha, to know what's going on. And therefore, once there's already an isser, for a husband and wife to be together, then already the 5 days could start. You want to start counting the 5 days. But the re'iyah is the counting for the vest and for when ziva and nida are actually starting is from the day of time of the re'iyah. So that's already the roots of that idea are in this Tosfos right here about taras. Again, the Tosfos is not talking about exactly our case, but that detail is similar to what we have halacha l'maisa. Good. So that's the first half of the brayso. But again, we already quoted our raya of mishkavos u'moshavos, our tamei mida backwards. But now we have the other half, haro kasem. A woman sees a kasem. Metama l'mafreya. As we know, it goes back. Umahi metama ochlo namashke mishkavos u'moshavos u'klicheres amukat samet pasel. Same thing. Umakul keles the minyana. Here, though, we don't know exactly. She has a kasem, so we don't know exactly. We're choshesh back. We don't know exactly when this re'iyah happened. So we're not exactly sure when to say that she should start counting, right? Says Rashi, Mukukel Samanyana. Again, Rashi has the flip girsa. Avda Pesach Nidusa. We don't know exactly when her Nidus started. Shilo Aisi Odas Yom Riyasa. If she knows, then she can know when to start counting. Remember, Nidus starts 7 days from the day of the Riyah, no matter if she sees or not. Im Tira Lacha Shiva Shomer Yom Kedag Yom. After seven, it's Rez Yom Kedag Yom. She sees 3 days after that, Zava. But now she doesn't know. She doesn't know when the 7 days are. She doesn't know when the 11 days are. So mukkel slaminyana umetame es bo'ala. Then here metame es bo'ala. As we said, ironically, sometimes someone could be more chamor than the re'iyah. Ve'namon elamishas sharasa. But she only starts counting from shasharasa because it could be that nothing is backwards, and this is when. And this is when it just happened by the kesem, when you found the kesem, and therefore we would be machmir. In any case, v'zevezet tolen lo ochlim lo sarfin. Nothing here is vaday though. We're talking about shuma, as we'll see maybe, or kachim, so it's all safek. You can't eat it, but you don't burn it yet until it has ubar surasa. So that is the brisa that supports Rava and Zairi. So ask the Gemara. V'rava ish, Rava quoted a kal v'chomer to back up Zairi. So why didn't he just quote the brisa? But Rava, Isha, Milehe, Mas Nisa, if he knew about this Brisa, and this is the Brisa that is the basis of Pasil, is Tame, in the Me'es Lei Shevenita, is Tame in the 24 hours back. So if he knew of this Brisa, Soleim, Mas Nisa, why didn't he just quote the Brisa? V'ilo, Shamilei, Mas Nisa, if he didn't know about the Brisa, Kavachom, Minole, then how did he know his whole Kavachomer works? The basis of the Kavachomer is because of the Klicheres Halacha, and that he only knows from the Brisa. So Gemara says, the Olam Shamile Masnisa, really, he knew of the Brisa, so why didn't he quote it? The Imi Masnisa, if he just had the Brisa, Hava Amina O Adam O Begadim. You could have re-understood the Brisa in a different way. Not Adam and Begadim, meaning it's Vadai Tuma on that level, on the highest level, but he could have understood it as O Adam O Begadim, meaning one level down from the ultimate tumah of becoming an av by touching a nida. Maybe it's just a lower level. Aval adam ubegadim lo mishumachi ka'amar kavachomer. What would I have understood? Look at Rashi for a second. Imi masnisa fifth the medium line. Hava amina l'mishkavos diktani l'tame adam ubegadim. I could have understood that. And when it says mishkav goes backwards 24 hours, not on the same level as the real daraisa. It's not really on the daraisa that it's an av. It's a mishkav, it's the lower level. L'tamei adam ubegadim. Adam ubegadim. Sh'adam yitamei, or yitamei begadav, shelo nagu b'mishkavos. Right? The clothing that he's wearing that did not touch it, emalo. Maybe I would have thought that it's not on the same level. And that's why he had to explicate it and say it with a kavachomer, which is the kavachomer from Klicheres, and that's why he didn't quote the brisa. Ad kan, first part of today's daf. Relating to Zairi and the past. Now we get into the topic of the next part. This whole discussion that we have had over the past first five blot, that we go backwards by Nida in terms of being Choshesh for Tumah, and again, this is all, again, only according to certain opinions. Shammai says Daya Shaitan, Hillel says you go back, Chachamim say you go back, but is all this is by Kadshim? Is it also true by Truma? Taras means kachim. Is it also true by truma? So that's going to be two different dayas. Rav Huna right here is going to say one. Rav Huna towards the bottom of Amud Beis, Lishna Achrina, has a different version. So here's the first version. Amar Rav Huna, Me'es Le'esha Benida La'kodesh Avalo La'truma. Le'es by kachim, by this whole halacha is only by karbanos. if a woman has karbanos in her refrigerator, so then that's how we have to be choshish and worry. But not truma. Truma is not on as high chomer of a level. And therefore, if she touched truma within the past 24 hours, it's tahar. Right? Only kachin. So Gemara says, ihachi, listen, you got me malas. If that's true, then anybody who learned Maseches Chagiga knows that the Mishnayos and Chagiga list off the differences between truma and kachin. So why isn't this on the differences? Listing Gabi Milas should be next to on the levels. So Gemara says, Kiktani Hechadis Le Jorad Ramona. No, it only lists things there which has some real chshash of tuma. To add in Rashi and Chagiga, Daraisa. If there's a real chshash of a difference of tuma Daraisa, that's a difference. Aval Hechad Les Le Jorad Ramona De Tuma. Right, it comes from the language of Mamona. But if there is no chance really of Tuma da'oraisa, Loktani doesn't have that difference. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara there. Taf Chav Gimel, Taf Chav Aleph. Tosfos there expands on Rashi a little bit. But this is Rav Huna's statement. This whole halacha only applies to karbanos and not truma. So Gemara says, Meisvei, Mayi Metama. But what did the Braisa just say up above? Ochlin u'mashkin. So Maila, Bein L'Kodesh, Bein D'Truma. So doesn't the Braisa on top mean Truma and Kachim? Lo, Tekodesh. No, it could be limited, even though it didn't specify. Tashma, what about the following? The Mishnah says later on, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda is talking there about women, Ashes Kohen, Neshe Kohanim, Af Bishas Avarta Milechel B'Truma, when they finished eating Truma, they also would check themselves. That's what the Mishnah says there on Yud Aleph Amun Aleph, right? Talks about when do you do these bedikas? The Mishnah says Yiseros Alein Kohanos Bishashin Ochlos Betruma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Apishas Avarta Milacha Betruma. Not only when they're about to eat, but even after they eat. So what do you mean after they eat? So doesn't that sound like to know if they're tamei and then you're going to be matamei backwards? So doesn't that show that by truma you go backwards? Says the Gemara. Isn't that a kasha again? And we say, what happened? What do you mean? She already ate the truma. What if she has leftovers? She has leftovers, so if she does a bedika now and she's tamei, we're going to be matamei backwards. So is that against Rav Huna? You see here, even by truma, it goes backwards. Answer, Rav Huna masni. Rav Huna understands it's not about going backwards to be in a case of suffik. You check, she checks the second after she ate the truma. Lisrof shirayim shebiyada, shebatka atzma kashir vest. Meaning if she checks within a few minutes right after she ate the truma, that's not called going backwards. That's right now. Like token, it's like asukin bosuin, and we would burn the truma. That would be a truma, that would be a tuma daraisa. Not just a tuma darabanan going backwards, and that's how Rav Huna would understand the Mishnah. Right, and that's what Rashi adds in, as Rashi always does to help us out. First wide line, Umishaninan. Rashi wants to make sure we know where the answer starts. Mashani Rav Huna Masti Lahad Rav Yehuda, that it was right afterwards. Right, and it would be, and you would burn it, then that would be in terms of the Daraisa. Good. Tashma, another try. The Gemara says later on, Maisava Asa Rebbe, Kareba Lazar, says later on that Rebbe acted like Rebbe Lazar. Which Rebbe Lazar? The Rebbe Lazar we had already, about Daya Shaita, even by the women and by the young girls. Rashi quotes it on the bottom here. An Isha Yalda that went through three onos of Shloshim Yom Shalo Rasa. And Rabbi Eliezer says on the Mishnah of Zion, any woman who has three onos without seeing Daya Shaita, they're about to argue. No, Daya Shaita is only if it was three onos Machmas Zakena. Samag Lizaknasa. Anyway, so Rabbi Lazar, Rebbe acted the hold like Rabbi Lazar, and he was Makel, and he said Daya Shaita. And Lachash and Iskar, but then after he realized, if he realized what? Pashas, after he realized that shouldn't be the halacha, Omar Kedai, who, Rebbe Lazar, Lusmach Olav Vishasatchak. Right? The Rebbe Lazar, you know, B'dieved, whatever, Vishasatchak, so I'm not going to change my psak. What does it mean, Shasatchak? Vishasatchak? So, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, Rashi says it was a famine. Right? It was a famine, and they didn't want to lose any of the Taurus. Sounds like from Rashi, losing Taurus itself is not a Shasat Chak. Tosfos seems to say, no, just losing the Taurus. Right? You don't want to lose the Taurus. But Rashi adds in, Shnei Batsoris Havi. So either way, this is the discussion. Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Lazar, and then said, oh, you know what? After he realized, he said, might as well rely on him. So Bahavinan Ba, Mai La'achash Nizkar. So the Gemara there asks, what does it mean after he realized? You have to realize what? Ilei malacha shenizkar de'ein halacha k'rabbi Eliezer ela k'rabbanan. If it's that he realized that he was wrong, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer in these cases, the halacha is like the Rabbanan. B'shas atchak hechiyavik kavasei. That could even go like in b'shas atchak. If you have a yachin neged a rabim, the rabim wins, and you can't rely on somebody b'shas atchak. Right? This sounds like, right, the Ramah in the Torah, in Akdama to the Torah Schatas writes that when the Gemara says Kedai Reb Shimon Lisbach Olav B'Shas Atchak or Kedai, that means technically we Bikaron we pass like that Das Yachid. It's just that we're Machmer Lechadchila. Because what does this Gemara say? Because if we wouldn't pass like that person deep down, then he couldn't change the Pesach even B'Shas Atchak. That's the Ramah's comment in the Hakdama to the Torah Schadah. So it must be that we really paskin like that person, if we would say Kedai, to rely on him, b'shas ha-tchak. So here, though, if we really paskin against Rebbe Eliezer, then we shouldn't paskin like him, even b'shas ha-tchak. So Ella, what must be the pshat of Nizkar? Ella, de lo idmer hilchaz lo kamar v'lo kamar. It must be that really, the halacha wasn't paskin like either of them. The kivan she nizkar de lav yochid. What's the nizkar? The following kivan de nizkar de lav yochid paligalei ala rabin pligalei. There was no psak that was accepted, but once he realized that there was a rabin that argued on him and not just a yochid, Omar. Then he says kedai Rebbe Eliezer lisbach olav b'shas atchak. If it was just one on one, we'll be fine because the psak wasn't decided. But once he realized that rabin were against him, he's like, oi, you know, he would want to change his mind, but you know what? Because it's Rebbe Eliezer, you could rely on him, b'shas hatchak. That was all the discussion that we're about to ask a kasha from now. Here's the kasha. E amar bishlama l'truma. If you say that this whole discussion of going backwards applies to truma also, hayno dahavi truma b'yimei Rebbe. During the times of Rebbe, there was this whole discussion. El yamar l'kodesh, kodesh b'yimei Rebbe mihave. Rebbe lived after the Chorban. Right? So what kind of kodesh would this be talking about? And we're talking about going backwards. We're talking about the Tumah d'Rabbana, going backwards. So isn't this a raya against Rav Huna? Answer, kid de Ula. No, maybe it's like Ula. To Amar Ula, Uma says in Chagiga, Chavrai Medachin Begalila. Ula says his colleagues were Metaher, kept laws of Tumah V'Tahara in the Galil. Meaning even after the Churban, they kept some halachas. So Achanami here too, you can say that Bimei Rebbe, you can say that here too. Good. What does it mean, Medachin Begalila? They kept some halachas. So Rashi here says, on the fourth line, Chaverim Shebegalil Mitarim Yeinam Lenesachim Vishmeinam Lemenachis. They were Mitar. They got wine and oil ready. Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdash B'yimeihem. Right? They were getting ready for the Beis HaMikdash. Right? 150 years after the Churban. Ula Olam Kodesh Avi. And it was Kodesh. That's what Rashi says. Other Rishonim say, what? You're allowed to be Makdish something? Right, Shalom B'Shas Churban, they were getting this ready actually for the Mikdash. So one idea, one answer could be is like, they were getting it ready, but they weren't Makdash it yet. They kept it Batara, but they kept it as Chulin. That's maybe, it doesn't say Beferish that they were Makdash it. It says Kodesh Havi, but it could be on the level of Kodesh. But if you look at the Ritva, and you look at the Tosfos Rid, there in Chagiga, the Ritva here quotes the other Pshat, in the name of Rebbe Hananel. It doesn't mean that they were getting ready to use this. It's just that they kept the behavior themselves. They accustomed themselves to be acting Al Taras HaKodesh in order to be ready for the Beis HaMikdash. Not that they were actually going to use those items. Avor Rebbe Hananel Pireish says the Ritva, Shayu Margilin Atzman Le'echol Chulein Al Taras HaKodesh Kedei Lahargel Atzman Bekach L'Kishe Yibane Beis HaMikdash. When they were Bone Beis HaMikdash. And again, the Tosfos Rina Chagiga gave the Pshat of Rashi that I just said before, and that is they were just getting ready for it, but they weren't Makdash it actually until later. If you look in the Rishonim here and the Achronim, the Shiranim Sen Balachi here quotes all of the Rishonim and Achronim related to this detail, and that is, when did the Afer Para Aduma get lost and stop? Did they have that at the time of the Tanoim? So he has a big discussion of that here, starting with the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech in Ilchas Avel. Right, he quotes from our Gemara, Mikan Muchach, Shayalam Efer Apar Bizman Amoraim, Di Alkarcha Chayutarim Mimeis, Di Lo, Echayutarim Yain Veshemen. Right, how they do that? Elavada, Shayalam Efer Para. Right, if they're talking about Tara and keeping it, they're all Tamei Meis, nothing to talk about. So therefore, they must have had that. And again, he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech there in Ilchas Avel. And the others quote the Shittas. Okay, one other ha'ara. So it says, in the days of Rebbe, it must be that they didn't have the truma, and they didn't have the kachim. The days of Rebbe, that time period was for sure after the Churban, but we've discussed years ago, not so recently, that time period might have been a crucial moment in history, the days of Rebbe. Remember the Gemara that appears in two places, Sanhedrin, Daf, Tzadi, Zayin, Avodah Zarah, Daf, Tates, that talks about the world is supposed to be 6,000 years long, at most. 6,000 years long. The first Tzadi, Zayin, and Aleph. Right, first 2,000 years are Tohu, the next 2,000 years are Torah, the next 2,000 years are Yemos HaMashiach. So what happened at each of these moments? So at the year 2000, what happened? So the Mefarshim, the Rishonim already explained. That's Avram Avinu. Might have discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu then and spread the news. Avram Avinu was born in 1948. So when he was 52 years old, according to some days, that's when he discovered Hashem. Or it was a process, but around that time, that's the year 2000. So that went from Tohu to Torah. What about the year 4000? That went from Torah to Yemos HaMashiach. So it says Rashi, Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph. It's not that anything changed. Torah didn't end. It was just that now it's also Yemos HaMashiach. Mashiach can come during the 2,000 years. But if you look in the Marsha on this Gemara, if you look in the Torah Tamima on Bereishis, they say no. The year 4,000 is just about the time that Rebbe put together the Mishnah. And in a certain sense, the Yesodos of Torah did finish at that time. Bimei Rebbe. Bimei Rebbe, that was after the Churban. Says the Marsha, ki be'emes achar shagol Yisrael golos gemura ein bohem Torah. Kedaksiv malachah v'sareah bagoyim ein Torah. Mikom makom. Kufayim be'ishana achar churban v'yesheni. Mikri adayin mias shnos Torah. For another 172 years. Ki oz hayu dora tanoim. V'adayin lo nizdaldulu ha'yeshivas. Anachar shemeis rebi v'gavar ha'golos v'rabu ha'tzaris. V'kalu yimei Torah v'misham v'elech v'toch ha'golos v'tzaris. V'kalos ozman rolov ha'mashiach. V'yimei chavle mashiach mikri v'chulu, and he can continues. Kvirish Rashi, Shnovo Mashiach, etc. So anyway, so Yemei Rebbe, so that has to do with these years, year 4000, according to a number of Achron. Okay. There's also a discussion about Psak here. The Rashba has a tshuva. You're allowed to rely on a Das Yachid, B'Shas HaTchak, he says, by Dinim Durabanan. Important tshuva of the Rashban, Chelek Aleph, Simin Rishon and Gimel, he talks about relying on different psakim, b'shas derabanan, b'shas adchak. Tashma, next try. Again, this is all going back on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that this whole Tumah derabanan backwards is only by Kodesh and not by Truma. Maisa b'shif chasal shor Rabbi Gamliel, shaysa ofek yikaro shal Truma, she was baking Truma. Uben kalachas v'achas b'dicha yada b'mayim u'badakas, and between each chala, she did a b'dika. Bachrona batko matzah tmeah. The last one, she found herself tmeah. Ubasa v'shalas Rabbi Gamliel. She asked her master, Rabbi Gamliel, v'amar la, kulan tmeos. And Rabbi Gamliel told her they're all tmeah. Because of, Rashi says, because of this tumah derabanan. So amru lo v'rebi v'alo batika isali bin kalachas achas. She says, if I did a check between each one. Amar la, he's like, oh, I didn't know that. Imkein, he tmeah v'kulan taharos. They're all tahar. Viktani, but what is going on here? This is Rabbi Gamliel. This is later on. Which Rabbi Gamliel? Good kasha. We'll talk about that soon. But a Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara is assuming that's after the Churban. Ketani miyas kikara shal Truma. So it says Truma. So again, kasha and Rav Huna, who says this whole Tumah Durabana does not apply to Truma. So answer, my Truma, Truma's lach me toda. Doesn't mean Truma. It means Truma, the four chalas that out of the 40 that go to the Kohanim, the Karban Toda, 30 matzah, 10 chametz, one of every four, one of every 10, right, four chalas, go to the Kohanim. That's what she was baking. The Trumas Lachmei Toda. Even after the Churban. Maariz Chayis here wonders, which Rabbi Gamliel is this? So the Tosas quotes, the name of the Rashbam is Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein. And he quotes, no, but he was before. He was before the Churban. So maybe it's Rabbi Gamliel Diyavne, the friend of Rabbi Gamlezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who lived after. But then Maariz Chayis leaves the Betzorachian. Were there Lachmei Toda then? So Miman of Shach, you have a problem. Not a shach, but either way, that's what the Gemara says. Truma's lach metoda. Maybe they brought karbanos. There are some sources they brought the karban Pesach even after the Churban for a little bit. But truma the toda? Unclear. So the Gemara says, different problem. Truma's lach metoda, bafia my baya. But truma's lach metoda, what do you mean? What are you baking? How did they do the todas? They baked all 40 loaves, and then they gave one each to the Kohen. What do you mean she was baking just the truma's lach metoda? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, da'afra shinu bilishayu. She was mafresh them when they were dough. Where else do you see such a concept? As follows. We're supposed to have 40 loaves, 10 of each type. What happens if instead of doing 10, I did one huge one? One very big toda. Four big ones. It works, yotzei. And the question was, what do you mean? Don't you need 40? La mitzvah, only lachadchila. We don't have time for it right now, but this line, la mitzvah, goes into the sugya of, is there lachadchila b'diavad by mitzvahs daraisa? Right, Tosfos in Gittin Daf Gimel, who says, when it comes to daraisas, there's no difference between lachadchila b'diavad. If you need it, you need it. If not, not. That's Tosfos. That's what the other, just mentioned it, one or two sources. That's what the Ritva says in a few places. The Ritva in Sukkah says, Eged Lulav. You don't need to do it. Right? Mitzvah la'ogdo, the Gemara says. Right? It's not ma'akev. The Ritva says it must be dindarabanan. Because if it's a daraisa, you would need it. Right? Mitzvah la'ogdo. Or the Ritva says also later in Sukkah, in Brachas. Right? The Gemara tells us that for benching, you have to mention Bris Mila and Eretz Yisrael. And Talmud Torah, Pashas is a din daraisa. Pashas is a din daraisa. The Ritva says can't be daraisa because of the fact that sometimes some shitas hold that if you don't mention it, you're still yotzei mi daraisa. You're just not yotzei mi drabanan. Says the Ritva. The Ritva in Hilchas Brachos at the end of Brachos, he says that those hosafos must be drabanan. Im lo amar. Lo hishlim chovaso kara'uyu karaton chachamim. Avo biken yotza kivan shein chiv zemen haTorah. But you had to be yotze, because the Ritva is assuming that it's a din d'rabbanan, and therefore you have to say you were yotze. Because there's no difference between the lachachilim and the yeved on a daraisa level. That itself is not so pashut. There seem to be many examples, right? Here's one of them. Right? Lachachil, you're supposed to bring the lachme toda as 40, but the yeved, you bring it as 4. Right, chalitza, you have to do kriyas apsukim, and if you don't do it, the Mishnah says in Yevamos that you yotze. There are examples of lachadchila b'diavad. So you got to work it out. Got to work it out. Okay, not for now. Says the Gemara, Vayter, v'abina lefrushei truma minayu, but you have to take off truma, you have to take off one of each type for the kohen. V'chitema demafresh prusa mikol chai v'chad, and if you want to say you took off a piece of each one, that doesn't work. Echad amar rachmana shalito prusa, you can't take a piece. It has to be a whole unit. So if you take it a piece when it's still dough, that's not a piece. That's just a unit. If it's already made and you take a piece, that's not whole. So just like we have that okimta over there, so too we could have that okimta over here. And that's what the woman was baking. Period. Tashma, another try. Another story with her. Shaisa Gafa Chavir Shalyain, she was closing up the barrels of wine. She was like sealing it with clay. Ubein Kalachas Viachas Medicha Yadeba Mayim Ubodekes. Same thing. Between each barrel, she checked herself. Uba Achrona Batko Matza Tameya, and then she found she was Tameya after one of them. Ubat Vishala, Luring Amliya, Vamala Kulan Tameos. They're all Tame. Why? Because you go backwards. Amrelo, Valo Bedika, Isali Ben Kalachas Vachas. Amrelo M. Kane, Hitameva Kulan Taros. Okay, I didn't know. They're all Tahar. So the Gemara again says, if you say one of these stories is by Kodshim and one is by Truma, he hainu dahadra v'shayla. That's why we have two stories. Right? That's how we know that the question was asked, because not only to teach us, not only do you go backwards by Kodesh, you go backwards by Truma. Eli Amrit, idividi the Kodesh, lama la lamadra v'shayla. Why'd she ask again? Right? If it doesn't apply to Truma, obviously it's not Tameh. Maisa shahaya v'shay shvachos ha'ya. It was two different shvachas. Fine. Ad kan version one of Rav Huna. Rav Huna who says that our whole discussion is only by karbanos and not by truma. Lishna achrina, amrila. It's a shorter one. Am Rav Huna meisleisha benida metama bein la kodesh bein la truma. Rav Huna version two says no, it's tami for both. Mimai mitiloktani lagabimalas because it doesn't have it in chagiga. Since it doesn't have it, right, the first kasha that we ask, why isn't it there? So this Rav Huna is that it's not there. That shows me that there's no difference between karbanos and truma. Amar le Rav Nachman v'hatanoi tana l'kodesh avalo l'truma. But we have a brisa that says only for kodesh and not for truma. So kibla minei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel says, no, this is the pshat of that brisa. B'chulin shenasu altaras kodesh v'la b'chulin shenasu altaras truma. Meaning actual truma and kodesh, it applies to both of them. When is there a chilek between truma and kachim? By chulin, that you treat shenasu. So chulin that you treat as kachim, so then you would have this chumra. But chulin, which you treat with the chumra of truma, so then that would not have to have this truma. The Rambam paskins like the lishna basra, because the Rambam makes a chilik in Hilchas Mishkav Moshav, makes the chilik between chulin, shenasu, ataras hakodesh, and ataras truma. He makes that chilik. And the Kesha Mishnah wonders, usually the Rambam paskins like lishna kamas. Why did the Rambam here paskin like lishna basra? So the Kesha Mishnah says, must be because there are so many dechikas. There's so many kashas that we asked, and we gave dachik answers. So they're answers, but the Rama might feel that it's simpler and smoother just to paskin like the Lishna Basra because of all the pirchei tuvas that were asked. Again, that's the Kesef Mishnah at the end of Hilchas Paragimel of Hilchas Mitame Mishkav Umoshav. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we will... anything else I wanted to mention? I don't think so, but again, we'll stop here. The next daf or two will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up. Okay, we'll stop here.